This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The next question, it's come on the Facebook again by Zedin Arik. He's a non-Muslim and he says that if a person is cremated, then how will he be questioned about the questions asked in the grave as he does not have a grave? That's a very good question and many people are confused that because there is a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that after you die, you'll be questioned in your grave. And there's also mention of the azab, the punishment in the grave. And it also says that the people who are buried, they'll be questioned. You have to understand that what this hadith means. When the Prophet said that after you're buried, it means that because today we know that most of the human beings in the world, they are buried. The Christians, the Muslims, majority of the human beings in the world today, if you do a survey, they are buried. Less people are cremated. Some are given to the vultures. When this statement is made, it is mainly meaning after you die, you'll be questioned. If you're buried, it's in the grave. If not, wherever you are. That doesn't mean that if you're not buried, you will not be questioned. There are chances that maybe wild animals may kill you and you don't get buried. There are chances you'll drown. Does that mean you won't be questioned? No. Because for questioning, two things are required. The soul and the body. The body, if you realize, even when you're buried, it gets disintegrated. It gets merged into the earth. So the main concept is that if Allah can resurrect you on the day of judgment, why can't He yet, whether you have a body or not, whether you're buried or whether you're drowned, whether you're cremated, Allah can yet, if He wants to give you pain, wants to give you punishment. As Allah says that in the Quran, in Surah Insan, chapter number 75, verse number 3, that if those people who think that Allah cannot resurrect them on the day of judgment, how can Allah reassemble our bones on the day of judgment? So Allah says, tell them that Allah can not only reassemble the bones, He can reconstruct in perfect order the very tips of your fingers. Talking about fingerprints, Allah can even get your fingerprints, which is not even identical in a million people. So when He can resurrect on the day of judgment, why can't He do it in the grave? So it is basically telling you that after you die, whether you are in the grave, whether you are drowned, whether you are cremated, there will be a minor question and answer session. There will be some punishment. There may be some rewards. But the final recompense, as Allah says in Surah Imran chapter 3, verse 185, is the final recompense is on the day of judgment. Hope that answers the question.